Thanks to Kristen Brennard speaking with Kate Lamble. Continuing with our quest to uncover schizophrenia, this time by looking at the brains of chronic cannabis smokers. I caught up with Michael Bloomfield, psychiatrist and researcher at Imperial College London.
We know that people who smoke lots and lots of cannabis, and particularly during adolescence when they're teenagers, are more at risk of having mental health problems later on in life. The one that we're particularly worried about is something called schizophrenia. This is a potentially devastating mental illness where people can, for example, hear frightening voices and can become quite paranoid, become quite scared. It's very important to understand how that increase in risk from smoking cannabis and schizophrenia is happening. So based on research using a brain scanning technique called positron emission tomography from our group in London, which is led by Dr. Oliver Howes, we know that people who have schizophrenia have a tendency to make large amounts of the brain chemical dopamine. So we wanted to find out if people who smoke lots of cannabis also had the same imbalance, so also had lots of dopamine, to see if that could potentially explain how smoking lots of cannabis increases the risk of schizophrenia.
I think it's estimated that something along the lines of 6% of the UK population aged between 16 and 24 will regularly smoke cannabis. What proportion of those will then go on to develop schizophrenia? What's the risk and what's the link between cannabis and schizophrenia?
There's some debate between scientists about how much it increases the risk. Most of the studies tend to agree that it roughly doubles the chance of getting schizophrenia. I think the key thing that's really, really important is that the risk is most elevated, is highest for people who smoke cannabis very regularly, particularly during their teenage years. That's the time that it's most risky.
And going back now to the PET scanning that you did, looking at this dopamine chemical in the brain.
Dopamine is a really interesting chemical in the brain. It does lots and lots of things. One of the things that it does is send a signal within your brain when something exciting potentially is about to happen, something rewarding. And so it's involved in motivation. Now, we found within the cannabis users that there was a correlation, so a relationship between their motivation levels and their dopamine levels. And what we found was that the lower their dopamine levels were, the more unmotivated that they felt.
So your brain lights up with dopamine and reward when you're feeling things of pleasure and when you're getting keyed up to be motivated with something. And cannabis actually decreases the amount of dopamine that's in your brain. Is that right?
What we think's happening is that if you smoke cannabis, that it probably releases a bit of dopamine. And when people smoke lots and lots of cannabis over time, the same with recreational drugs that people can use, that the dopamine system can become used to being stimulated. And so it tries to adapt. It tries to respond to this by probably lowering the amount of dopamine that it makes.
And how much cannabis would you have to smoke? I mean, from your studies, you're only looking at 19 smokers of cannabis and comparing them against those that didn't smoke cannabis. So you're only looking at 19 people. But how much cannabis do you have to smoke in order to rewire and alter your dopamine kind of rewards pathways in the brain?
In our study, all of the cannabis users were quite heavy cannabis users. So most cannabis in the UK is sold as an eighth, which is an eighth of an ounce. That's roughly 3.5 grams. The cannabis users in our study were smoking an eighth, would last them roughly half a week. So most of them were smoking a quarter of an ounce of cannabis a week, which is quite a lot. I think the other really interesting thing is, increasingly, we're understanding a bit more about the different chemicals in cannabis. So there are up to probably almost 100 different chemicals in cannabis. And depending on the balance between these, that they probably have different effects on the brain. So there's one called THC, which is the main one, and another one called CBD. What we think is really important is it's the balance between these as to the effects that they have on the brain in the short term, but also the long term.
So bottom line then, in your studies at least, regular cannabis use, so at least a few times a week, can actually decrease or desensitise your brain's reward pathways so that you might get feelings of apathy and lack of motivation. And that's what we also see with people that smoke cannabis regularly. You do stereotype them as kind of being quite lacking in motivation.
Certainly that's what we believe based on the findings that we have. I think the story is beginning to fit together. Almost half of young people have tried cannabis at some point in their lives, and I think that it's smoking cannabis, lots of cannabis, over a prolonged period of time does seem to have this effect. And there is some work that's been done in the past that's looked at educational outcomes, and it's found that people who smoke lots and lots of cannabis and who importantly carry on smoking lots of cannabis can affect how they do at school or at university or in their work life. And this might tie into that quite well. I think the other thing as well is that there's some evidence that people who smoke lots of cannabis regularly are more likely to get depressed. This is a bit more controversial because it's very difficult to tease out if cannabis is making people depressed or if people who are depressed, for example, have low mood, are more likely to smoke cannabis to try and feel better about it. But also we know that this chemical dopamine is probably involved in depression as well. One of the key symptoms of depression is not being able to enjoy things, and that's, if anything, the one that people find the most upsetting, is they're not able to enjoy things that they used to enjoy. And I think it may tie in with that as well, but I think again we need to do more research into how all these things affect dopamine and how that affects how we feel.
So those people who have smoked cannabis regularly and might feel that they changed or altered their dopamine reward pathways in their brain, if they stopped smoking now, would the brain rebalance itself and retweak itself so that they could feel feelings of joy and reward and motivation later on?
Some of the studies that have been done have looked at people who used to smoke cannabis, and in those studies they've only found very, very small effects, if any, on the dopamine system. So what we think happens is that after a period of abstinence that the brain gets back to normal again. And so I think if people are worried about the amount of cannabis that they're smoking, if it's having negative effects on them, my advice would be to either stop or at least cut down the amount of cannabis that they're smoking. And if they need help with this, then it's about either seeing their general practitioner.
And going back to patients with schizophrenia or psychosis, so patients with schizophrenia have increased amounts of dopamine, and cannabis seems to decreasing the amount of dopamine that your brain is sensitive to. So in that case, are people with schizophrenia or people that have a predisposition to schizophrenia in some way self-medicating with cannabis?
That's a really, really interesting question. I think that's certainly a possibility, and we need to do quite a bit more work to tease out these really important points. In our study, all of the cannabis users, although they experienced a temporary increase in psychotic-like experiences, so these are strange experiences that all of us can have in everyday life, none of them actually had schizophrenia. So I think a really good study would be to look at people who did have schizophrenia and who also smoked cannabis.
Michael Bloomfield